Javier, a first-time caller out of Houston, Texas. Welcome to the show, sir.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Javier. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited to talk to you. I got your show. I found your show about a month ago, and I swear my whole life has totally changed as far as the way my attitude was.
Yes.
You know, I do have two kids with an evil baby mama.
Are they out of wedlock? You had them out of wedlock?
Yeah, unfortunately, it was out of wedlock.
Okay,
all right. Young and dumb.
Yeah,
But what happened, you know, with her, you know, she uses that peak control. I don't know what you want to call it. It's that coochie control. You know, so when time.
Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
Oh yeah, let me take you off. Hold on.
All right, hold on, man. I'm gonna have to come back to you. Hold on. Hurry up. Let's try it again. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Okay. Okay. So, Jesse. So pretty much, man, I you know, as long as I've been listening to your show, I've had a lot of changes in my life for the better. You know, I'm not going to lie. I grew up. I didn't know that's what you called it. I've always considered myself an alpha male. You know, I went to the military. I'm a strong guy. And, you know, I thought I was an alpha male, man. But I am a mama's boy. You know, my mama, she.
Mama's boy.
Yeah, hey, I'm not ashamed. Hey, y'all can call me that. You can call me that. Now I call myself that. I called myself that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, but I spoke to my mother. I did bring her into my, she went to my house and you know, I explained to her. I actually let her listen to one of your shows, and I was telling her how this has changed me. You know, but my mom's always told me that my baby mama's evil. You know what I mean? She's like, you know, she's evil. You know that she's trying to control me with certain things with my kids. But you know, I saw the in her. I would always see that if I did for her, you know, if I followed her commands, you know, everything was good. But as soon as I strayed away to try to be a man, you know, she would turn into this evil witch. You know, and you know, that was like that for 7 years when we lived together. So we had kids, and you know, she you know, she doesn't not let me see them. She lets me call, you know, she lets me talk to them. But when we have a certain small argument over, let's say they're in public school, I told her I do not want them to go in public school because I've actually went to the school and they were trying to teach my kids. About not, you know, for them not to say don't say, hey guys, you know, just little things like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I went to the school and I didn't cause a ruckus, but I went up to the school and I talked to the principal and everything like that. She got mad at me because I did that.
Amazing.
And what she does is when I'm talking to her on the phone, you know, we can be real cool, you know, hey, you know, how's your day, whatever, you know, this and that. But as soon as we have a small argument, she hangs up on me and does not let me call back. She blocks me, you know, and then I'll text her and then she'll say, don't effing text me, you know, and I didn't even raise my voice. My voice is like this. This is how I talk. She's known me for 8 years. I talk loud. I was in the military. I'm just a loud person, you know, but she takes that as like offense, like she gets scared of my voice. So the thing is, my question to you is, I live in Houston, Texas, and she has control over my kids. So, you know, she lets me pick my kids up. They're with me. But then when I take them to her, and if I try to call her and ask her a question about my kids, or if I have a disagreement on what I'm on how she's, you know, treating them or how I'm treating them, because she babies my son, you know, like babies him to where she gets on my daughter, but yet, with my son, you know, she babies him like the way my mama babies me,
yeah.
You know? So, and I tell her, don't do that to him. You know, oh, don't raise your voice at him. Don't correct him like that. You know? And whenever I go against the grain, you know, or go against the wicked witch, which now that's what I call her. You know, she blocks me, you know, and I can't do nothing about it. I hate it. I can't do anything about it. And I just try to calm down, you know, because I am an emotional person. I calm down, you know, and I just think about it. And I want to leave it in God's hands. But, Jesse, when I hear your shows, you tell me that you shouldn't let your kids grow up with their mom, you know, but yet they have more control over us, no matter what. So if I want to pull my kids out, for instance, that, they won't listen to me. They're going to listen to her. You know that. So do I have to have do I have to just search for another wife that, you know, or move on with my life, you know, and try to help my kids as much as I can and restart a whole life with new kids? You know, I just don't understand. You know, what I'm stuck because I feel like my kids are going to be lost when they get older. They're going to be lost, and because of her.
So, Javier, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Are these kids, are their name, last name, and your name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yes.
Okay. Here, you have one other option. It might work out. It might not, since you were not married. You're not married to this woman, right?
No. We're not. But we did live together for 7 years.
Right.
We were married then, but not legally.
Are you? You're not having sex with her now, right?
No. Shit. That was my next thing. You know how I told you she uses that coochie control over me, right?
Right.
So she'll call me every 2 weeks and say, you know, hey, I miss you, you know, and, you know, hey, you want to come over? And of course, being like a dumb puppy, you know what I mean? I'll go over there and then, you know, do the thing. And then next thing you know, we're cool for like a day. But, you know, I fell for that. We've been separated for 2 years, but we've actually moved on. She found somebody. I found somebody. But that didn't work out. And actually, I was just with somebody in spite of her being with somebody. So I really wasn't happy. You know, I just was with somebody because she found somebody.
Yeah.
But then I left her, she left him, and then we kind of came back together. But yet, we're different people now. Now that I've grown and I understand, you know, how that she's the evil one, you know what I mean?
But let me just say this to you. You can't be going over there every 2 weeks paying the rent, all right?
Yeah, I know.
But listen, Harvey, so number one, you got to accept the fact in your heart that you're in this condition because of you. Yes, she's wrong. And based on what you just said, she will destroy your kids in order to try to hurt you.
That
will happen unless she changes. But you got to first accept in your heart, man, that I'm in this condition because of me. I gave into evil. I got with a woman, not married, having these babies, and now I have to pay the consequence. Even if it means that you won't be able to see your children, you're going to have to accept it and relax and let it go. You got to be willing to let those kids go because of what you did, man.
What would you, do you mean, like, let them go, like not accept the fact that I'm their dad?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're their father, but you got a father, but because you made the babies in hell, you're going to have to accept that, because in hell there is no love, there is no unity, it's not going to be right. And so you're suffering and your kids are suffering because you did the wrong thing with this woman. And because she is not of love, she's going to destroy them because of her hatred for you and for all men and not loving what's right. So it's just the way it is. So you got to accept it. You didn't see what you were getting into, but now you got to accept that you did not see it. And unfortunately, your kid's going to have to suffer for it.
So basically what you're telling me is that, so, and that's the thing that she doesn't do. She you know, she doesn't, you know, hold them from me, like as far as, like, she won't, like, hold them and block them. But she'll do that only when she's mad, you know, but the next day she'll let them call me. But
as long as you can see them,
say, for instance,
Javier,
let's say on this,
as long as you can see your kids, you see your kids, right?
Yes.
Go pick them up, go talk, and be the right kind of man when they're with you. But,
okay, so you're not saying don't, like, just block them out of my life, just pay child support and don't even care, you know? That's not what you're saying, right?
No, because right, as long as you can see them, you should see them and be with them. But if she ever gets to the point where she tried to not let you see them, she tried to hold them back like that, then you need to let that go.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But
okay. Because I feel because they're, my daughter is 8, my son is 5, and I feel that, and she also has a stepdaughter, which her baby dad, and he's a cool, you know, he's a cool guy too. You know, he's in the same position as me.
Yeah, and this man she went now is going to suffer.
His daughter is 13, and you know what? His daughter already hates his mom. she already knows that it's her. It's not the dad. It's her.
Yeah.
And I can tell that in her. So I know.
So Harvey, let me tell you this because I got to run, but let me tell you this. What I would secretly do, while you do have access to the children and you live with them for so long, I would go down secretly and file custody for my children.
That's what my mom and my dad told me to do.
Don't let her know about it. Go and do it because you have lived with her for all that long. I think they have something called common law marriage.
It's common law marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would go, since they're in your name, I would go and file and don't let her know. And then you will have the upper hand, and hopefully you'll find a sensible judge that will do the right thing, and you will end up at least legally having the right to visit your children, and she can't stop it. Because based on what you said, she's going to get worse, and that means it's going to be worse for your kids, man. So I would just don't argue with her about anything. When you see her, just hello, how you doing? Bye, we'll be back later. Don't argue.
She hates that.
So
she
what?
Hates that.
Hate what?
She hates that. She hates that. Now that I'm not really caring. Ever since I've been listening to your show, and now I'm just like, when I go pick my kids up, I'm downstairs, and I'm like, hey, you know, she goes, hey, come up here, and I'm like, nah, just my kids are up there, tell them to come down, you know, and then she looks at me like I'm crazy. And I think it's because she knows that I'm getting over it. I don't want it. It's all about the kids. I don't care about her.
That's right. Don't argue with her. Don't go upstairs. Don't pay the rent every 2 weeks. And just stay humble, stay quiet, and go file custody and see what happens from there.
All right, Jesse, man. I really, really appreciate your show. I've already talked to my mom about forgiving her, and she was crying and everything like that, and she actually listens to your show now, and it's pretty crazy how things have changed. I have a lot more things, man. I wish I could talk to you, man. I mean, I'm out here in Texas, here in California, but yeah, man. I wish I could meet you one day.
We'll meet. Call me again, though. All right.
Yeah, I definitely will. Definitely will.
So
man.
Listen.
Hey, the wall going up.
Oh, the wall going up.
Oh,
let me tell you this, and then I got to run.
Yeah.
When you go to file for custody, don't be upset. Don't be calling her all kind of name evil and all that stuff.
Nah, yeah.
Because they'll use that against you.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
You just go down there. You're the children's fathers. You live with her for so many years. Now you're separated, and you want custody of your children. And
yeah. Oh, and one more thing, Jesse. For all the guys out there, this woman lived with me for 6 years. I paid everything. I worked sooner, and she had the babies. I helped her get into a class because she was a dental assistant. Before we got together, she stopped working because I didn't want her being around the kids with the radiation. I paid for her. I helped pay for her to go to school. Now she's a medical assistant. As soon as she went to work, man, she thought she was God because she started making her own money. You know, that's, and then the Hurricane Harvey happened, and that's whenever she left me. She left, took the kids. She got a job now. You know, she could do it on her own. And da, da, da. I'm like, come on, girl. You know, like, man, whatever, man.
But see, that's your fault too, because a man should never educate his wife. She's going to turn
on
you.
Exactly.
And she wasn't your wife, but your girlfriend.
And she's as dumb as a box of rocks, man.
But in closing, I got to run, but don't ever cohabitate again, all right?
Don't live with
a woman. You got to be right and do it right. And God is with you, and things will be fine.
I totally understand, Jesse, man. I appreciate everything you're doing, and keep it up. And like I said, man, the wall going up.
Call me again, buddy.
All right.
I wish you well.
Jesse.